This is Murray. How can I help?
Hi, Murray. It's Tina from Local Splash. Getting back to you.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? It's been a while since we spoke, huh?
Yeah, I've been sick, honey. I'm old. I'm 58 years old.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you feeling... I know. Are you feeling better now?
Yeah, that's why I'm calling. I feel a lot better. I've been sick.
I'm glad. I'm sorry to hear that, Murray, but I'm so happy that you're feeling better. That's the main thing, right?
Right. That's the main thing.
Yep.
But I need to talk about my page.
Okay.
So, what would it take for me to, you know, get y'all going again? I'm just really just shaking the straw.
So the June payment was missed and the July payment was missed. So the account canceled because of you became a non-responsive client, and it makes sense because you were sick. I mean, obviously, you're not going to call in and deal with this when you're not feeling well.
No, no.
Well, right?
I think I had a new variant of COVID. I'm vaccinated and boosted. And I couldn't feel nothing, you know, chills and all that kind of stuff. But what I'm saying is,
wow.
You know, they got variant 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. They got all, I don't know how the hell I got.
They have all of them. Yeah, that's what, I have a good friend, too. She's the same thing. She's vaccinated and boosted, and they wear their N95 masks everywhere, and they just, her whole family got it. And she thought the same thing. Like, you know, how did that happen when, you know, we've been so careful, you know?
And then on top of this, if you've been vaccinated and boosted twice, I've been vaccinated and boosted once. I'm going to wait since I got over this. I'm going to wait till the fall of the year and get boosted again. I guess it's going to be like the flu shot. You want to get a shot at least once or twice a year already.
Yeah, that's probably smart to do, to just do it like once a year, you know. That's probably a good decision. So, yeah. So if you want to reinstate your account, Murray, I don't have to collect those 2 months of past due balances. We could just go back to your month-to-month pricing. And I'll let the technicians know that we'll set the starting date as today, which means if you pay the one payment of $249, you'll be paid in full all the way till August 13th.
Okay, my wife's sitting here listening because she's much a part of my business than me. So
oh,
what I'm
good.
Doing,
Hi, Mrs. Jones.
She's Amy Jones.
Hi, nice to meet you. So I'm happy that you're in. I'm glad that Murray includes you in everything. I always say behind every good man, there's a good lady, and he must have a great one. Yeah.
Hey, what I'm going to do.
Yes.
You know, my wife told me to do this. Say, why you won't just give him the bank account code, and then I won't have to worry about it anymore. But see, then, if I could give you my bank card, what date of the month would y'all take it out?
Since today's the 13th, we would do everything on the 13th. It would be a month-to-month program.
Until I say stop.
Right, exactly. Yep,
okay.
So every month you have the ability to cancel if you didn't want to continue or if you got sick or you had to go out of town. So you can always stop your billing, Murray. All you have to do is call us 3 business days before the 13th, and then
Okay. Well, I should have been did that. But, you know, my mind and claw have been so doggone hot. I'm talking about the trees shedding where I live at, like it's autumn, like it's fall. The leaves are virtually coming off the trees.
Already?
Yeah, because no rain.
Wow. Oh, I thought you meant like because of fall, but it's because of no rain, so everything's drying up.
It's because of no rain. The drought.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. That's not good.
But I'm able.
That makes everything hot.
Okay, I'm able. I want the same dashboard because, I should remember everything I had. I want everything the same, but I want to be elevated to the first on the list when somebody... You know, Google, it's going to take some time. That's why I'm going to give you my bank card So we won't have to worry about the payment again, unless I stop it.
Yes, you'll be on the first page of Google and Bing for the categories in your area. You'll still have the same login for your dashboard.
Okay,
the
cool.
The website actually stayed active during the cancellation, but there's a big orange banner on the top of the site that says the information here is no longer being updated. So that orange banner is going to come down, so you'll look fully functional again to an end user. And then you'll have the review generator email and all of the tracking on your dashboard.
Y'all have some information where I can just go on my email and just go on my website.
Yes.
All that got deleted off my phone, because my phone got stolen, my wallet got stolen by some of my workers. So you have to send it to me how to get on my page.
Absolutely. Ma'am. I'll send it to you again so you have it. So let me just double check and make sure that your email is still good. Is it jonesmurray17@gmail.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I'll send you a fresh login to your dashboard so that
yes,
you
ma'am.
Have that information. And then for the bank card, I want to just double check. Is it still the P.O. Box 11932 for the billing address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then does that bank card end in 6990, or is it a whole new card?
It's a whole new card. Hold on. No.
Okay.
I'm going to give you my banking card, which my wife told me I should have been there. That's me being stubborn and ticket. You know what I'm saying? I don't trust my banking information. That card was called out first just for you guys. I'm going to give you the real stuff so you can take your money out every month until I say stop.
And then this doesn't have to happen again. Okay, you got it. That makes sense. So I'm ready for the number whenever you are, Murray.
Okay. I love my wallet. I got a wallet with a chain on it. So I will never lose triple no more. You got to kill me.
What does it have on it, your wallet?
I got a wallet with a chain on it. Like a truck.
Oh, with a chain. Oh, there you go.
Right. Okay. You want the car number?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
It's 4355.
Okay.
4637.
Uh-huh.
1028.
Uh-huh.
7651. And repeat it by two minutes.
I got 4355-4637-1028-7651.
Hold on. 0128.
Oh, good. Let me read it back. 0128. Okay, I fixed that. And then the last set, is it 7651?
Yes, ma'am. That's it. You got it.
Okay, so now I have it. Okay, and the expiration, please?
I'm getting too old for this. 0726.
0726. And then the little code on the back?
976.
976. Okay. And then I'm going to get your authorization and you will be good to go there. And then I'm sending you the login for the dashboard. If you want to make any revisions to your site, like let's say that you have a new picture or some before and after photos or something special that you'd like to put up there, you can also upload that directly through your dashboard, Murray, or you
yes,
can
ma'am.
Send it over to photos@localsplash.com, and then we'll have the technicians put it up there. So let me just send you the login. I'll put login credentials to advanced reporting. That's
the same
so that you can get on your dashboard. It's going to be
the same login.
Okay, good. Yeah, it actually is the same. And then the second email I'll send you will say learn how to get more reviews, and that will just help you to get some more 5-star ratings on Google here and there. That will help you get
5-star ratings.
Yep. Yeah, it's good to get them spread out. So let's say that somebody finds you on Google and you had, you know, 5 5-star reviews, but they were all posted 2 years ago. Sometimes that looks suspicious.
No, you post like within a year.
Within a year. Okay, good. Please keep up that good work. You're doing excellent then. If you've gotten 5 within a year, that's awesome. So I sent you a little review generator email to help you with that. So in the meantime, Murray, we're reactivating everything. So if you see that orange banner on your site, don't panic. That's going to be removed within one business day, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So you are all good to go. And if you ever wanted to call in and reach me directly, I know earlier you spoke to Alex and then he gave me the number, but you could always just put my extension in, which is 777, and that'll
okay.
ring directly to my desk, okay?
Okay. 777.
Yep, you got it.
So, I'm old. I'm right now.
Hey, you told me you're 57, which only makes you 4 years
58.
Older than me.
I'm 58.
Oh, you're 58. Okay,
yeah.
So you're 5 years
my
older
wife
than me.
Is 56. My wife.
Okay. You guys are pretty close to my age then.
Okay, exactly right. But that L&M
yeah.
Masonry, I want you to guess what it stands for. L&M Masonry, LLC.
It's
my
gotta be your
Murray
wife.
Now.
Yeah, it's you and your wife's initials, right? What's your wife's name?
LaVonya.
Oh, it's LaVonya Murray. Oh, that's cute. I'm gonna put you in here. LaVonya and Murray is what L&M Masonry stands for. Oh, that's cool. I'm just gonna put that in just for my.
You know you gotta put your wife up in there.
Yeah, you're smart. You have to. Yeah, sometimes I talk to people and it doesn't make sense because they'll be like, for instance, his name is Alfred and his business name is B&B or something. And I'm like, where's the B&B?
Right.
And he'll say, oh, it's these other people or it's a cousin. And I'm like, well, why is it
no,
under
that's
your
my
name?
Wife.
You're the owner. Yeah, that's good.
My wife
I'm happy.
My wife has just as much money in my company as I do, probably more.
You and your wife make a good team.
Yeah, because she's a DM at Wendy's.
Oh, really? At Wendy's, the fast food?
Yes. On Hardin
Place.
Oh,
I love
you ever come to Nashville, Tennessee, go to 330 Hardin Place, and my wife will treat you right. And you
Okay. Hey, maybe I'll have to make a trip out there now that Elvis movie is so popular and everything
yeah,
happens
it's really
in
popular.
Nashville. And
It's really popular.
That sounds like a plan. Come to Nashville, go see the movie, and then go see LaVonya at Wendy's, huh?
But that's not it of it. That's not it of it. We'll take you downtown on Broadway, you and your husband, and really show you
Oh, stuff. That would be fun. What happens downtown on Broadway? Is that kind of like a lot of country music and rock and roll
Yeah, they have
music?
A lot of country music. They got a lot of great restaurants. But downtown Nashville, in Broadway,
yeah.
It's called Broadway. Broadway Street. That's the hangout. I'm talking about they got rooftop restaurants.
Oh,
Nashville
my goodness.
Private city. High rise,
oh my goodness.
All these story motels. I'm talking about when I mention Nashville because I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. When I mention Nashville, my family and constituents, country. No, when I start filling in all them posts, what goes on? There's all kind of races here. They just built the third largest soccer stadium in Nashville. And it's up and running.
Wow, so you have the music industry, but you also have a great nightlife, and now you have some sports.
Exactly.
Teams. You have everything going on down there, huh?
Nashville has
been hot right now.
I've been going on 5 years. Nashville has become a city. Only thing they're missing is the rail system to go over their bus system. I'm talking about they got
Oh, yeah, that
on.
Would be nice.
It's a city.
Yeah.
I tell you what you do. When you got to phone me, Google Nashville entertainment life, and you'll see.
I just Googled Broadway in Nashville, and I got a map, and it looks really cool because not only are all the little hot spots all on that same street close together, but there's a bunch of hotels close by, and it's right next to that Cumberland River, so I bet it's beautiful.
Exactly.
To walk
exactly.
up and, yeah, it looks beautiful. So,
but,
Mr. Murray, I'm going to put that on my bucket list. I'm going to have to start planning for that. That'll be so much fun.
You come to Nashville, you won't be disappointed. I promise you that.
Yeah. You know, we're in California, so I feel like every time we have vacation, we just go to Las Vegas, which is about, you know, a 5-hour drive. Or
well,
if we really want to, Yeah.
Speaking of California, it's 100 people a day moving from California to Nashville for the holidays.
I believe it.
It's kind of high. It's kind of high for the holidays.
Yeah. No, I.
But I'm saying Nashville.
I'm in a, yep.
Is off
it's the place to be. And
right.
What made you leave Georgia initially and come to Nashville? Was it that you fell in love with it after you visited, or was that where your wife's from?
A company that I was working for over five years ago brought me and my wife here. They put us up in like the Fairfield Inn. I'm talking about they put us up for a year and a half.
Wow.
So then my wife, she being a culinary arts specialist, after about 6 months, she got tired of sitting up in the apartment that the company had rented us. She told me she wanted a job. I said, baby, look, when we came here, after the job was going to be over here, we was going to go to, Seattle, Washington.
Yeah.
I want to work. I said, well, if you want to go to work, because she's got culinary art skills and she manages your material, so she on her own job of a couple stores. So she went and try to get a job. She was gonna go try to get a job. I told her, I said, I'll tell you what you tell her. Cause I was telling her some crooked stuff. So she went, you tell them you're not going to any other store. You're working first shift and you're not working in the weekend. So I went to work that day. I'm thinking that they ain't gonna hire like that. When I got in there, she was smiling. I was like,
yeah.
They hired me. I said, did you tell them all what I said? She recorded the conversation. Hey, how? And within 6 months, she was general manager. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Wow. They loved her. Good for her.
Right.
You go, LaVonya. That's awesome. That's really awesome. I love it.
You
know what
she said?
I said, my home will talk to you today.
Right?
But anyway, I'm letting you go. Just give a pay right up. I'm good.
Yeah, you're all good to go. We have the bank card now, so we won't have any problems moving forward. So we're getting everything reinstated for you, Murray. And then if you ever want to reach out to me, you just use my extension, okay?
Okay, I will. 777.
All right. You got it. And exactly. And I enjoyed talking to you as always, so have a great rest of your week, okay?
Oh, you do the same. Thank you, Miss.
Okay. All right. You're very welcome. Okay, bye-bye.